The dispute between New York and the Trump administration began in 2019 when the state allowed undocumented immigrants to apply for standard driver's licenses. It also barred the federal government from obtaining information about the immigrants through those licenses. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security claimed that because New York's DMV was blocking their access to some of the agency's data, they could no longer safely issue fast-tracked air travel programs. That includes the TSA PreCheck and the Trusted Traveler Global Entry programs. The announcement of that ban came one day after President Donald Trump's State of the Union speech. It criticized New York's immigration policies. Cuomo, at the time, argued that several other states already offered driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants and that New York was being singled out for political reasons.
If 15 other states have the same green light program, why just New York? There are Republican states that have the green light program.
In papers filed Thursday in a lawsuit brought by the state, the acting U.S. attorney for Southern New York admitted that its argument was inaccurate and that New York's policies were not different from other states who allow the immigrants access to driver's licenses. New Yorkers were immediately reinstated to the Trusted Traveler programs. One day later, Cuomo was still angry.
They got caught. It was all politics all the time. It was all exploitation all the time. And they hurt this state because of it.
Cuomo says the actions were illegal and the federal officials violated their oaths of office. He says the state intends to file criminal charges and seek civil damages in court. The governor also says when the program was suspended in the winter, it backed up lines in airports. He says the policy might have contributed to the COVID crisis that hit New York in March and April and killed thousands, because in February, people were flying to New York City's airports from Europe and were already infected with the virus.
It is at the exact same time that we know COVID is coming in on European flights. And now you packed people into waiting rooms and on lines who didn't need to be on the line because you were playing politics. How do you quantify that?
Cuomo admits he does not have any hard data to back up that claim. The governor's also asking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Judiciary Chair and New York Congressman Jerry Nadler to launch an investigation. New York senior U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer is also calling for a probe by the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.